maybe for our listeners who are unfamiliar with it, can you just give me a little bit of background on the bill and perhaps Senator Franken's association with it?
Absolutely. I was raped in November 2014 by a fellow student and a fellow student who interned for Senator Franken. After that man went to prison, I reached out to Senator Franken's office because there were a lot of things that had gone wrong in my experience, and there were things that I wanted to fix for future victims of sexual assault, things that I wanted to make sure wouldn't happen to somebody else again. One of those things was improving the way that my case was investigated by law enforcement, and Senator Franken had a lot of interest in that. And we worked together for the past year on a piece of legislation providing grant funding for law enforcement to get trauma-informed training for working with sexual assault victims.
And as I understand it, since the allegations against the senator came to light, you've had a little bit of a change of opinion about the senator's association with the bill. Tell me, if you could, maybe explain why that change occurred for you and what you hope to do moving forward with the legislation.
I'm happy to still have Senator Franken's support for the bill, but I do think it's important for this piece of legislation that for it to be centered on victims and for it to be healing for victims, I don't think that it's appropriate for him to be the main sponsor of this bill. So I am hoping to have it transferred to another senator's office so that we can still make sure that this bill passes in a timely manner and can help so many victims of sexual assault. I think that Senator Amy Klobuchar would be a great fit for this bill. Not only is she local here in Minnesota, which is important to me, but she's been an amazing champion for women and for victims' rights.
You mentioned just a few moments ago that you still would welcome Senator Franken's support of the measure, obviously because it's an important measure. Talk to me a little bit about your disappointment in the news when it came out. I know that you just were with Senator Franken within the last month, I believe, to talk about the bill in sort of a public way. Talk about that disappointment.
Yeah, it was extremely disappointing to see that in the news. And of course, it would be easy to, be reactive and say, that I was going to defend that behavior because I worked with him. But I, I'm someone who remembers what it was like to not be believed, to not be supported. And I, if I have any goal in life other than getting this legislation passed, it is to make sure that no other victim of sexual assault or harassment ever feels that way because of me. So it is very important to me to support victims who come forward.
In the time since yesterday's story broke and you've kind of been in the news here again a bit, and you just told me at the beginning of the conversation you're getting a lot of phone calls, tell me what kind of feedback you're getting from people. Is it supportive? Is it not supportive? I'm curious.
Well, I think by people who understand me and, my attempt to have integrity through this situation, I think it's been very supportive. Of course, I've, gotten a lot of backlash for saying anything about Senator Franken, but I think that those people don't realize that even Senator Franken's office, who so many of them are amazing women who've helped with this legislation, agree that that wouldn't be the best route to go to have the senator be sponsoring it during this time. And I support an ethics investigation, and I appreciate that the senator himself has helped call for that.
Has the senator contacted you since this news came out yesterday regarding him and the allegations against him, and then also regarding you looking for another office to send the legislation to?
I have not spoken directly with the senator, no.
Has his office reached out to you?
I have been in communication with his office. This is an important piece of legislation for everybody involved, and we want to make sure that it is successful and that it is productive and healing